clowns in England, but they don't call them that here.
You might say that you got to put the baby in the carriage and go out and
stroll him. Stroll him around.
What about, let's say if you had three boys, one was 20 years old, one was 15, and one was 10. Talking about the one who's 20, in terms of being grown up, you'd say that he's the
oldest. He's my oldest.
Let's say you say that your children are your sons and your
daughter
are your boys and your
girls.
What about a woman who's about to have a baby? You say she's what?
Pregnant.
You ever heard that referred to as anything else? Either
she's in the family life.
Family way?
Yeah.
What about if a doctor isn't available to deliver a baby? What do you call the woman that might be sent for?
Midwife.
You ever heard that called anything else?
No.
What about a granny woman or something?
Well, possibly. But I've always thought about midwife.
Midwife?
Yeah.
Well, let's say if a boy has the same color hair as his father and the same color eyes and the same shape nose, you'd say that the boy sure does
favor his father.
Well, what about if a woman's looking after three children until after they're grown up, you'd say that she's
three? Well, she's raised her family.
Raised her family. Okay. What about if a child is misbehaving, you'd say if you don't straighten out, I'm gonna give you a good
spanking.
Okay.
That's usually what I say.
Okay. Let's say if a boy has grown or if he's 5 inches taller this year than he was last year, you'd say, well, he sure did
grow up in a hurry.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Well, there's three or four names for that. If you want the correct name, he's illegitimate. Now there's some slang names used for that.
What, for instance?
Well, they call them bastards. And they call them woods coats.
Woods coats?
Mm-hmm. That was my father's. That was his name or something like that. Well, he was a woods coat.
Mm.
She was a woods coat.
Have you ever heard him call a volunteer?
No.
Never heard that.
That's a new one.
Never heard that.
That's a new one.
Okay.
Never heard that.
What about a child who's lost both of his parents? You'd say he's a what?
He's an orphan.
And the person who's appointed to look after him?
He is the guardian.
That's the guardian, yeah. What about, let's say if the house is just full of your cousins and your nephews and your nieces, you'd say the house is just full of your
relatives, kin folks.
Okay. What about, let's say, if talking about another woman, you might say, well, she's got the same name as I do, and she even looks a little like me, but actually,
I'm no kin to her. Right.
Well, what would you call somebody who comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before, he's a
stranger.
What about somebody from another country?
He's a foreigner.
Would you ever use that word to describe somebody not necessarily from another country?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
you can just say, well, I don't know him. He's a foreigner. Even if he lives over yonder in another county.
So a stranger and a...
Yeah, a stranger and a foreigner is the same thing.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you about a few names. Can you give me just a few names of for girls that begin with the letter M?
Well, you mean she's a Miss?
Well, no, just a...